and again, every president claims credit for something they didn't do. You know, the economy was going gangbusters under Bill Clinton. It had virtually nothing to do with Bill Clinton's policies. It was a giant tech bubble. So, you know, yes, wages have been rising. They started rising in 2014. He didn't become president until January of 2017. So it was basically recovering from the recession. You know, as far as taxes, this was not the largest tax cut by GDP. Reagan's was. Ronald Reagan's was significantly larger. And in fact, if you look by percentage of the GDP, some of Obama's tax cuts were actually larger. Remember, people forget in the first year of Obama, he cut taxes for pretty much everybody. It was huge by numerical standards, though. There's no doubt about that. How much families will get from it is incorrect. He said 4,000 per family. That would, you know, relate to about 500 billion. That they only bring in 300 billion in taxes from businesses in the first place. So, you know, there's some inaccuracy on this, but it doesn't matter. Our memories are so stunningly short.
Yeah.
And, you know, and absolutely nothing that happened under your predecessor existed whatsoever. And that's true for every president. So what does his base need to know? It is factually accurate that the wages are going up. It is factually accurate. There is a giant monetary tax cut. So he delivered on those. The interesting thing is he didn't know what he hadn't delivered on. You know, if you go back to his joint session speech, 11 months ago, he promised, I think I'm quoting here, crumbling infrastructure will be replaced with new roads, bridges, tunnels, airports, and railways gleaming across our very, very beautiful land. Hadn't happened. Once again, he makes a pitch for infrastructure. So again, there's a lot of promises here. He addressed the opioid crisis. He did the exact same thing 11 months ago. And, you know, we put a 24-year-old campaign staffer in charge of it, who had to step down. So the base is hearing what they want to hear, what they need to hear. There is nothing I think he could have said that's going to make a hardcore Democrat go, I've completely changed my mind on President Trump.